Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm with Dr. Thomas Russo, professor and chief of infectious disease at Jacobs School of Medicine. Now, Dr. Russo, President Joe Biden, announced monkeypox to be a national emergency in the United States. What does a national emergency mean for the United States?
Well, I think this declaration is going to serve three purposes. First, and perhaps most importantly, it's going to increase awareness. Although we've heard a lot about monkeypox in the news, this national declaration will hopefully make many more people in this country aware of this disease, the implications of this disease, and how best to deal with it. Secondly, it's going to free up some resources, and so we'll have increased dollars to go ahead and both test and treat patients, and also some dollars in terms of trying to expedite some vaccine development. And lastly, and it's important to note, presently we do have both a treatment and a vaccine for monkeypox. So this declaration will facilitate the availability of treatments and distribution of vaccines. And I think The last thing I want to add, however, is that what this will not do and what we desperately need is more vaccine. And right now, that's really a key limitation in trying to get this outbreak under control. And so it's really what's holding us back at this point. And so that's what we really like more of is the vaccine. This declaration, unfortunately, will not change that situation.
A national emergency is sure to set off some panic and general concern from the public. How concerned should they be, and would you say Joe Biden's actions are an appropriate response given the amount of cases that we have in the United States?
I think the response is appropriate. However, this should not set off any panic. This outbreak at this time, albeit monkeypox can infect anyone, has been primarily in the social network of men who have sex with men. This is not a highly transmissible infectious disease like COVID. It requires intimate contact, skin-to-skin contact with someone that's infectious, or shared bed linens or towels with someone's infectious, or prolonged face-to-face exposure with exchange of respiratory secretions or saliva. So at this time, the risk for the general public is low, but what this declaration does is help our overall awareness of this. And those individuals, those high-risk groups, it'll be greatly helpful to them. They feel like they won't be ignored, and it's going to free up access, as I said, to both treatment and flexibility with vaccination.
Are we entering a new pandemic? How many people are at high risk of contracting this disease?
Worldwide at this time, there's been about 27,000 cases recognized in non-endemic countries. In the United States, we're between 6,000 and 7,000 cases. There's probably many more unrecognized cases. However, the magnitude of cases is just a fraction of what we're seeing on a daily basis with COVID. So this infectious disease is in a different order of magnitude. But having said that, we do have the tools to try to get this under control. We do not want this disease to become endemic in this country. And therefore, this declaration, I think, is an important first step in trying to go ahead and get things in place to try to bring this particular outbreak to an end.
Do you expect other states to follow suit? I know Governor Kathy Hochul leaded the effort to declare monkeypox an emergency. Do you expect other states to follow suit?
Prior to this federal declaration, an emergency had been declared in the states of California, Illinois, and New York. homes of the three most populous cities and also states where about half the U.S. cases have been identified. I think with this national declaration, that will sort of supersede these state declarations and facilitate this awareness and improved access to treatment and vaccination on a national basis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.